Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, call us. You get Christian Scott back on the mound today. I know he was really impressive when he stopped up here in May. What did you like about the plan, sending him back to AAA, that you thought now was the time to make the move to get him back in the starting rotation?
Yeah, excited to have him back. Obviously, we knew at some point he was probably most likely go back to AAA and, you know, monitor his, you know, his innings, you know, even though we're not putting a limit on in his workload and things like that. But yeah, you just continue to go down there and work on whether it's your sweeper, slider, staying on the attack, executing your fastball. And now he's getting an opportunity to be here with us in the at the big league level. We knew he was going to be back. Excited to have him. And yeah, just the same guy we saw early in the year where he's going to compete. I like the poise. I like, you know, his body language in on the mound. So, like I said, excited to have him back.
Just have to ask you two updates. One, Harrison Bader, how's he feeling after that collision with the wall yesterday?
Yeah, better, but still stiff. Woke up this morning feeling a little bit better, but as he started moving around, he felt, you know, some stiffness there, got treatment, feeling better now. He's not in the lineup. Hopefully he's a player for us, at some point today, and we'll see what we got.
And then J.D. Martinez out with an Amazon delivery injury, I guess, day-to-day, I guess. Is he available today? Does he have his shipment of cleats ready to go?
Yeah, that's what I hear. You know, he's feeling a lot better. He's moving around, taking some – so right now he's in the lineup. So nothing major there. He's got his spikes now and good to go.
I don't mean to put you on the spot, but have you had a weird injury, non-injury like this that you've ever dealt with before, like – the guy doesn't have his equipment, which he needs, but he just couldn't play.
Look, on top of my head, obviously, I don't know. But I've been through some freaky injuries, you know, whether it's in the hotel room, whether it's, yep, you know, walking in the clubhouse, you know. Always weird stuff happens. So I'm just glad that it's nothing serious and that he's back in the lineup today.
It has been a weird week here in D.C. There's no doubt about that. Jose Budo, I'm sure it was a little bit of a, maybe strange is not the right word, but pitching in the seventh and the eighth as opposed to being a starter. How do you think he handled last night?
Yeah, it was. I thought he handled it well. It was the eighth and the ninth, you know, in a tie game for the first time out of the bullpen. And I had to make a decision after he got done in the ninth inning, you know. But looking at big picture here and trying to protect him a little bit after he threw 100 pitches the other day with 3 days off, like I wasn't going to push it farther than, you know, once we took the lead. So I'm glad he was able to go out there and execute pitches, stay on the attack, made pitches when needed, got a ground ball for a double play, gave us a chance to throw a guy out for a caught stealing. So overall, pretty impressive.
Speaking of that caught stealing, controlling the running game has really been a big theme with Washington this year. You guys have done that throughout, two guys. Yesterday had a pickoff at first, Sean Manaea. Has anything changed? Are you just executing now, or has something changed in a positive way?
Yeah, I think there's a combination of a lot of things. You know, obviously we got Albie back, Torrens back behind the plate. Our pitchers doing a better job controlling the running game, whether it was with timing through the plate, mixing our looks, throwing over the first, holding the ball. Credit to, you know, Hefner and delivering that message to the players. Obviously, at the end of the day, you got to give credit to the players because they're the one executing it. Sherlock controlling the running game and being on the same page with the catchers. So, look, understanding that, you know, you got room for improvement, but especially with a team like this that we know they're going to be aggressive and they're going to put pressure. So it's good to see the first couple of games that we're stealing a couple of outs there.
Thank you, Carlos.
Yeah, you got it.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.